Panic Zone. We are ready to roll into it with our backs straight. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Kim Jong-un still missing, and now so are huge portraits of his father and grandfather, plus a viewing stand in Pyongyang has been destroyed, all giving indications the leader of the Hermit Kingdom may be dead. Number two, this is shocking, but the Democrats say they are pursuing another impeachment effort against the president. I'm not making it up. The revelation came to the Supreme Court as tied to Michael Flynn and Roger Stone. Yeah, no joke. And number one, President Trump took time to focus on the new success of a vaccine being developed that is shown to create antibodies in higher levels of recovered patients. But it all went sideways when he told reporters he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for a couple of weeks. The reporters, of course, don't believe it has any value because they've heard that somewhere. And they decided not to listen to other doctors, thousands of other doctors, who say it does work. You see, the jury is still out on hydroxychloroquine, except when Donald Trump uses it. And I wonder if these reporters would be willing to take it. I wonder if they'd be willing to take it if they were sick. That'd be the real question. We'll get to that in much more detail, but first there's this. Some breaking news that I think is extremely important out of Oregon. The governor there, Kate Brown, has been struck down. Her lockdown, stay-at-home orders have been declared null and void by a judge in that state. Null and void. The suit by churches and religious organizations argued that emergency powers only last for a month and that Brown would have needed legislative approval to continue. The exact same argument that we expect to hear a ruling out of Michigan today. These governors already been struck down in Wisconsin, now struck down in Oregon. Michigan could be next. These overbearing Democrat governors who believe they have unfettered and unlimited power to lock down citizens with or without the approval of the legislature, losing across the board. In Oregon, this is a big deal because Governor Kate Brown says she's going to appeal, by the way, directly to the Oregon Supreme Court. But she had locked the state down until July the 6th, and the judge that struck her down was appointed by her just in November. So this is a fairly recent appointment by Governor Brown of this judge who said, you can't do this. The stay-at-home order is no longer in effect. It is invalidated. This has brought one of the comments from one of the people bringing the suit. If you want to get a haircut, get a haircut. You can leave your home for any reason, whether it's deemed essential in the eye of the state or not. He added that the ruling was not a vindication, not just of the freedom of religion, but for all freedom, a vindication for all freedom. And again, that judge appointed by the governor there in November. In Michigan, the political pressure piling up for Big Gretch. Big Gretch is having all that pressure pile up and yesterday relented and said she'll reopen two parts of the state, the Upper Peninsula and an area north of Traverse City. It includes dozens of counties. This comes after there hasn't been a single death in the UP in something like a week and a half. The number of cases in northern Michigan are minuscule compared to downstate, compared to the Detroit area, for example. So it's important to note that the governor finally caving in because the pressure was mounting and the optics were bad. Oh, yes, and the internal polling was worse. The internal polling showing that the entire state is turning against the governor. This little bit of gamesmanship just before the Memorial Day holiday weekend may not mean anything because keep in mind, it's my understanding the governor has a vacation home in northern Michigan. And they have a governor's mansion on Mackinac Island. So just in time for the holiday weekend, the governor lifts the ban to begin Friday. Friday morning, businesses can be open. Restaurants at 50%. As long as there's a mitigation plan for how they're going to deal with COVID-19. The governor's saying it's crucial that all businesses do what they can to prevent the spread of the virus. That means they must, among other things, provide COVID-19 training to workers that covers, at a minimum, workplace infection control practices, the proper use of PPE, steps workers must take to notify the business or operation of any symptoms of COVID-19, and so on and so forth. Restaurants and bars at 50%. Good news for Michigan, where more than 20 restaurants a day were going bankrupt. Still will be. This affects only a small portion of the population. In fact, Region 7 in South Central Michigan has less cases than Region 6. But they say it's too close to Detroit, so they're not going to let it go yet. We'll keep an eye on that as we move forward. Back to our top story now. Donald Trump discussing a promising new vaccine that has shown real success in clinical trials thus far, creating an antibody far stronger than those that have actually survived COVID-19. And that's where the conversation was going during a press event yesterday, right up until the point that the president said, yes, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. The whole thing came right off the rails. That was it. That was all the reporters wanted to talk about. They tried to mock him, question him. Why would you do that? Why would you take this? We'll pick it up right there. Bite number one, the president, and the big reveal yesterday. Here it is.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right. I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients, and I give them hydroxychloroquine. I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc.
And I give them zinc. That's the big key, according to people that I've been in conversation with, including those studies out of the University of Michigan and Wayne State University that say zinc by itself is incredibly important to boosting your immune system, and in cooperation with hydroxychloroquine, may be the ticket to preventing getting the illness at all. We're going to keep an eye on this, of course, but the president, that's where it all went on off the rails. More studies are going on with hydroxychloroquine, but the idea that somehow this is an unproven remedy, yes, a lot of truth to that. It has not been through vigorous scientific studies, but there are thousands of physicians around the world that believe this is a proper course of action. And in fact, I would say this. If I were sick, my doctor says he would give it to me. So my doctor, my personal doctor, has told me that if it came down to it, if I were sick, I said, what about hydroxychloroquine? He says, I would give it to you. Would you take it yourself? I would. But some people say it doesn't work. Who knows if they're right or if they're wrong? Studies are incomplete. So there's where hydroxychloroquine is. And if you're the most powerful man in the world, if you can take hydroxychloroquine, you know what you do? You take it. Why not? It's been around for 50 or 60 years. It's not going to make you sick. It's not going to make you ill. But then in an interview yesterday, Nancy Pelosi couldn't help but taking a cheap shot, saying, well, people that are morbidly obese like the president. She did. She took to fat-shaming the president yesterday, saying he's morbidly obese. Don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen the scale. At any rate, it's a cheap shot for no value. I would take hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc if I could. Would you? Of course you would. 14 after. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Rivers Show. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.